Yeah, the placeholders.
I was just saying you could make a sum of them.
Twenty-nine in the song book.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood of mine. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name, there to my heart was the blood of mine. Wondrously saved from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in, glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of mountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of God. Mountain so rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into day and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of
an updated list. But before I share with you those that are on our prayer list, let's go to our Lord in prayer. Father, all we thank You. Father, we thank You, first of all, that You have given us life everlasting. Now are we the sons of God. Oh, Father, we will never be more saved than we are right now. Father, oh, it's by Your grace that we have been born again. And Father, it is by Your grace that our name is not written on this prayer list. Father, cause us to thank You for the very health that You've given us. Father, thank You. Oh, You're so kind. You are so wonderful. You really are. Father, we pray for these folks upon our prayer list. Father, be near unto them, Father. Oh, how we all need You. Father, those on our prayer list, they need You. Oh, Father, there are circumstances that they're faced with even now as I speak. Father, but oh Lord, cause us to realize You are so wonderful. You are so good. Father, those that are upon our prayer list, Father, be near unto them. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And let's pray for those on our prayer list. Brenda Wallace's parents, Brother Al Malo and church in Ohio, Brother Blake and Brother Breland, Brother Burr Health, Brother Carl and Sister Betty, again, help. Our own Charlie Andrews and the prison ministry that God has given him. And let's not forget to pray for his wife. She just recently had surgery. She's doing fine, but it's going to take a while to get back up on her feet. Brother Curtis Pugh, health problems. The matters, and I speak of Brother Dave and Sister Irene, and let's pray for Miss Irene, okay? And then Doug and Crystal Newell, again, health problems. Doug and Karen Newell, again, health problems. Frank and Sid James, missionaries in Australia. Let's be mindful of them. And then the Hobbs, James Hobbs and family, recent loss and health problems. Let's pray for Brother James Reynolds. And I'm not going to read that big old name. Anyway, prostate problems. And myself, in just a few weeks, I'll be leaving. I'll be a Texan. So there's a lot of things that's got to be done yet. A lot of things have been accomplished, and there's still a lot of things to be done. Jesse and Charles C. Harrington family, unspoken. Our own Joy and Jill Newells. Let's pray for them as they walk daily. Let's pray for them as they raise their family. Brother Larry, and he's had two heart attacks. And let's pray for him. Brother Leon King in Alaska. Brother Randy Johnson, his wife Donna, kidney problems. Brother Ray, and his name is not Kennison. His name is Allen. Ray Allen. Brother Ray Allen. Let's pray for him. Timmy John, this is Nate Healy's brother, Timmy John, and all of the children. And there's three adopted. Well, I say adopted. He is raising a daughter and two sons. They're siblings, and all of them have issues. So let's pray for them as well. The Troy Shepherd and the family, cancer. Let's pray for them. And then Brother Keith's cousin. And we all heard that this morning. He's been hospitalized due to health problems, okay? Chad Richmond, Chad, health problems, okay? And the church at Silsby, no pastor of the church in Romania, and the mission work there, it's in Boxa, Romania, okay? And then Corrine Frederick, health. Brother Joe Ray. And sometimes he's up, sometimes he's down. And health. I have Joe Hartman. I don't know if it's Joe or John, J-O-N. J-O-N, okay. I've been wrong all this time. It's John Hartman. And I do not know John Hartman. Let's pray for the Mark Davis family. He just recently passed away. And let's remember the family as well. Let's remember Mary McCreevy. Let's remember the members under church discipline. Let's remember Millard Cheney. And let's remember, let's not forget Grace Bible Baptist Church, as the church will soon look for another pastor. And then Peter and Patty Horn, he's a pastor. Again, health problems. My niece, Patty Brooken, health problems. And Ann Flowers, personal loss. Miss Ellen, health. Kathy Munn, health. And Minerva Hires, health. And then Ruthie McClellan, health. And as you are aware, this is Brother Curtis's daughter. And then Susan Kittison and the Nation of Israel. And let's pray one for another. Let's bow our heads. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Mr. Lucian, would you pray for us aloud, please? Thank you. All of us have got lost folk in our family. I've got them. You've got them. Together, we'll pray. And the folk that are lost know what they need to do. But unless they are acted upon from without, they'll not do what they need to do. It's your turn.
One twenty. Not quite so fast. 120.
Thank you.
beautiful place, but only if Jesus is there.
It's because He's there.
That's it. If He's anywhere else, I'm still looking.
That's right.
If he's anywhere else, that's not heaven.
That's right.
Heaven's not heaven.
That's a fact. 327.
As he was being stoned, he cried out, "Lord, receive my spirit." And Jesus Christ, who is always sitting at the right hand of the power on high, stood and received old Stephen's spirit. And Paul, the apostle, later said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, listen. Jesus Christ has always thought of everything. He's got it all worked out. He really does. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, open your Bibles to Psalm 41. This psalm speaks of David, but it goes far beyond David. It goes unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And this psalm only has 13 verses, but verses that tell us much about Jesus Christ. And as was mentioned this morning, you know, it's not, well, it is important that we know that we're saved. And we'll never understand what Jesus Christ experienced, what He went through. But it is important for us to know that Jesus Christ suffered. Not only did He suffer with men that hated Him, but He suffered divine judgment in our place. And this psalm was probably written during Absalom's rebellion. And remember, Absalom is the son of David. And all David loved Absalom very much. Aren't you glad that God loves you? All He really does. And the New Testament makes it clear that Psalm 41 is a messianic psalm. And it speaks about the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord, in fact, spoke of this psalm, and we will see this in the 9th verse, and we see this when Judas betrayed Him. Listen to John's gospel account in John 13 and verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the Scriptures may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me have lifted up his heel against me. We also see that Peter spoke of this psalm. Listen to the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 16. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Oh, listen. It's interesting to me that not only is it believed that this psalm was written during Absalom, son of David's rebellion, but it's interesting to me that Ahithophel, and he was counselor to David, the king of Israel, but he betrayed David when he sided with Absalom during the rebellion. And he later hung himself, as did Judas. Listen to 2 Samuel and chapter 17 and verse 23. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and arose, and he gat him home to his house, to his city, and put his house in order, and hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. And I am convinced that David wrote of Ahithophel as his old familiar friend. David wrote of this man elsewhere in the Psalms. Listen to Psalm 55 and verse 12. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Oh no, it was not an enemy. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. It was an old familiar friend. Listen to Psalm 55 and verse 12. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Now, let's look at Psalm 41 carefully, and I want you to see the similarities between those things that David experienced and those things that the Lord Jesus Christ experienced. And who knows? It could be that we might see ourselves in Psalm 41 as well. Permit me, if you will, to read Psalm 41. And as I said at the outset, it has 13 verses. Psalm 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord, Jehovah, the Lord will deliver him out of trouble. The Lord, Jehovah, will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou shalt not, wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord, Jehovah, will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, Jehovah, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Aren't you glad that our sins were placed upon him? He that knew no sin became sin for us. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die? His name perish. When? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. They murmur, is what it's saying. Against me do they devise my hurt. All they want to hurt me. And we see in Isaiah 52, I think it is, that before he was crucified, he was beaten beyond recognition. An evil disease shall they cleaveth fast unto him, and now he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, Jehovah, be merciful unto me and raise me up. Aren't you glad that the Father did raise him up, that I may requite them? By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord Jehovah, the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. First of all, notice the first verse. Blessed or happy is he that considereth the poor. And give attention to the word poor. Oh, to know that Jesus Christ, oh, how he recognized these folks are poor. These folks need help. All without me, unless I die for them, unless I take my sins upon them, unless they are acted on by God Himself, who can do anything, they will not know salvation. And aren't you glad that Jesus Christ considered us? He considered us in our state of poverty to give attention to the suffering that we were in. And oh, were we ever suffering? Suffering because of sin. Oh, listen. And suffering because of what we went through. And I'm talking more than just physical. I'm talking about the suffering of sin. And he relieved us. All eyes are upon Christ and what he did for the sinner. He became poor for our sake. And now he is to be blessed forevermore because of what He did. We love Him because He first loved us. And then in verse 2, the Father did preserve our Lord. Aren't you glad? He preserved Him and He kept Him alive. And can you begin to imagine how much the religious leaders of Israel hated Him? They hated Him without a cause. And He endured it all. But not only did the religious leaders of Israel hate Him, but He was under divine judgment as well. Listen to John chapter 15 and verse 25. But this came to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without cause. Without cause, Dorion. Aren't you glad that He freely saved us? Dorion. Without cause. There was no reason for God to save you other than it gave Him pleasure. Oh, how often the religious leaders would have slain Him. We see this in John chapter 15, verse 16. Chapter 5, verse 16. And again in verse 18. And again in chapter 11 and verse 31. And on we could go. But Jesus Christ had to die up on Calvary's tree. He could not have been killed otherwise. Oh, and now we read in John 13, verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ loves you? And the very fact that He saved you is evidence that He loves you. Otherwise, He would never have saved you. Indeed, the Father did preserve Him. The Father did keep Him alive. And He did, and it was imperative, as I said, that He wasn't stoned, that He wasn't killed by an angry mob, that He wasn't killed by those religious leaders who would have killed Him all the more. But He had to be crucified. He had to be crucified as the Lamb of God that take away the sins of His people. Amen. Listen to Acts chapter 2 and verse 23. Him! And who's the Him? Jesus the Christ. Him being delivered. Who crucified Jesus? You say, well, those Romans did. Okay, I won't argue with that. Who crucified Jesus? You say the religious leaders did. I'm not going to argue with that. Who crucified Jesus? The Father did. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. And we cannot imagine how the Father loved Him. Oh, listen. The Father, as it were, looked down from heaven, and the Father saw the travail of Jesus Christ's soul, and the Father was satisfied. Oh, I know that Jesus Christ, in a sense, was satisfied. I'm satisfied. You are satisfied. That's true. But the Father was satisfied. Oh, how the Father was merciful to us. He was. And I can't help but think of that poor old publican who would not so much as lift his eyes into heaven, but he took his fist and he smote his own breast. And all he could say is, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Aren't you glad that God was merciful to you? God did heal our soul. Christ became sin for us. That's why it was necessary for Him to die in our place as our substitute. And as I said before, God is not fair. He's not fair at all. But He is just. If He would have been fair, God would never have saved me. I didn't deserve it, nor did you deserve it. If God had been fair, Jesus Christ would never have been made sin. He didn't deserve it. But I tell you what, God isn't fair, but oh, He's just. And this afternoon, we experienced rain. But the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust just alike. Oh, but at Calvary, we see justice was carried out. At Calvary, we see the punished or the guilty was punished. And I'm so glad, as are you, that Jesus Christ is become our substitute. I'm so glad that God the Father judged Him in our place. Then, look at verse 5, mine enemies. Now, we know who the psalmist, who David had in view here. For the most part, the religious leaders of Israel, oh, how they spoke evil of Christ. Oh, I've had people speak evil of me. And no doubt you have had folks speak evil of you. They spoke evil of Jesus Christ. Oh, listen. Don't pay attention to him. He's got a devil. Don't pay any attention to him. And then from the 5th verse to the 9th verse, we see, as it were a picture of the enmity, of the venom that his adversaries had for him. They did not give heed to him. They did not esteem him. We're not going to listen to you. Go away. Go away. But Jesus Christ will not go away. The gospel will not go away like folks would like for it to. Oh no, it will not. Oh, they despised and rejected him. When will he die? When will his name perish? And we'll not hear it ever again. Oh, how his enemies plotted against him. The Pharisees, the scribes, the elders, the Sadducees. Oh, they sent men out. Men that claimed we are just men. Listen to Luke's gospel account. In Luke 20, verse 20, and they watched him. Ever had someone watch you? I had a man one time tell me, I'm watching you. I've discovered if anybody watches you, they're not your friend. They watch you because they are your enemy and they want you to trip up. They want you to goof up some way, somehow. And they watched him and sent for spies. I'm in Luke 20, verse 20. Which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, so they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governor. Oh, they watched him. They listened at what he said. They hoped he would say something. Oh, governor, did you hear what he said? Oh, did you hear it? Oh, men that portrayed all these men. They went to Jesus and they were desirous, so they acted. Oh, we want instruction. And then we see the word governor. And according to Gill, Luke had in view Pontius Pilate in the event that Jesus Christ said anything against the Caesar. Oh, everybody thought that Caesar was God. Oh, and then in verse 6, if he comes to see the word, has been added. It's not in the original. If he comes to see the suffering. Listen. People pretended, all were concerned, all the suffering, all the heartache. But they didn't merely come to see him. They wanted to see how much are you really hurting? How much are you really suffering? Are the religious leaders really being effective towards you? The real motive was a mere observation. There was a pretense of kindness. They only pretended to be kind. They only pretended to show interest. They only pretended that they wanted instruction. They only pretended. All that hate me, in verse 7, whisper together. Literally, they whisper to each other. We got him. Oh, he's right where we want him. We've got him. And he is playing right into our hands. Little did they realize that Jesus Christ is God. And Jesus Christ knows the heart of men. He always knows the heart. Oh, he knew exactly who they were. He knew. And they want to hurt me. Jesus Christ always knows intentions. And the word hurt is translated evil 442 times. It's translated wickedness 59 times. Hurt 20 times. Something is wrong with him. Oh, there's got to be something wrong with him. He must be terribly ill. We don't want to listen to him. Don't listen to him. Oh, to listen. He is crazy. He will not rise up. Oh, we've got to do our homework. We will do our homework. We will get him. Whatever it takes, we're going to get him. This was their attitude. But in verse 9, during the time of Absalom's rebellion, Ahithophel, we see that David experienced Ahithophel's his betrayal. His own familiar friend, Ahithophel, had been counselor to David. David, do this. Don't do that. Do this. And David had listened. And David had followed his counselor. Ahithophel was an old familiar friend to David. But when Absalom betrayed, when he rebelled against his father David, Ahithophel went with Absalom. No longer was he with David. He's going to change hands. I'm going to change sides. Mine own familiar friend, the one in whom I trusted, the one in whom ate with me. Oh, he has turned against me. And I read where our Lord had this in view, because Judas did the exact same thing. When he spoke of the same thing concerning Judas. For Judas had been Jesus Christ, and I'm talking about during his earthly ministry. Judas had been his old familiar friend. He had been chosen, but he was a devil. Judas had eaten with our Lord many times, and yet Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ so that Scripture might be fulfilled. And our Lord knew how David felt. I tell you what, He knows how I feel. He knows how you feel. He knows everything. And He said the words spoken by the psalmist of Israel. And notice the 10th and the 11th verse. How often have you said that unto the Lord? Lord, be merciful to me. Oh, we said that when we were lost, did we not? And was God not merciful to save you? And He's been merciful to me, and He's been merciful to you ever since. There's not a single day that goes by that He's not been merciful. God, thank you for the health that you've given us. Thank you for the food that you've given us. Thank you for taking care of us. And as I said before, you know, Jean really helped the Lord out. She took care of me. He didn't have to do anything. But now that I don't have her anymore, He's got to do everything. Oh, but He does everything. He is merciful to you, and He's merciful to me. And I am confident that David had said this many times, particularly when Saul pursued him. God, be merciful unto me. Oh, listen. God had been merciful unto him against Goliath. God had been merciful to him when Saul tried to kill him. God had been merciful to David all the time in all the battles that David had fought. And no doubt he cried out to God. When Absalom rebelled, God, be merciful to me. God, the one who had given me counsel, He has betrayed me, mine old familiar friend. Oh, how he sided with Absalom, and then he hung himself. Oh, listen, God has been merciful. And now, Jesus Christ, surrounded by His enemies, surrounded by those who hated Him, those who would hurt Him, they were all around. Father, Thou knowest. Oh, I'm so glad that God always knows. He always does. They want to sink me so low that I will never raise up again. Oh, listen. But after they beat Him beyond recognition, Isaiah 52, then we see in Isaiah 53 a picture, a portrait of Him being crucified. And by this, by what? By His resurrection. Because on the third day, according to Scripture, He arose from the dead. Oh, they had rolled, as it were, a stone over the entranceway of the tomb. They had sealed the tomb. They had guards to guard the tomb. Oh, but listen, the guards were powerless. He finished the work that the Father sent Him to do. Aren't you glad that your Savior and my Savior is no longer in the tomb, but He has risen from the dead. Aren't you glad that He has ascended into the heaven? Aren't you glad that heaven's a beautiful place? You know why? Because He's there. Yeah. Anywhere He's at is most beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? That same Jesus Christ is soon coming again. He's coming for all God's people. He is coming again. Oh, I'm so excited. I got a text today. Two texts, as a matter of fact. Today might be the day. And my response was, you have said a mouthful. That's all I said. Mm-hmm. But twice I got that. And then concerning the 12th verse, and I have in view the risen Savior that is sitting by the right hand of the power on high. And if the Father had not been pleased with the finished work of Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ would never have risen from the grave. This is the God that David praised. This is the God that you and I praise. This is the God that we worship. Aren't you glad that the same God is coming again soon so that you and I can be with Him where He is? Would you please stand? Let's go to our Lord in prayer. And then you will be dismissed. Father, oh Father, there are many things upon our heart. But oh Lord, the Bible says that the very face of Jesus Christ outshone the noonday sun. Father, a lot of things are heavy upon our minds, upon our hearts. But, oh Father, may Jesus Christ outshine everything. It won't be long, Father, and we're going to be with Him where He is. Father, this coming week, oh Lord, and all we never know when circumstances may come our way, but Father, You always know. And I pray this week, should circumstances come our way, whatever befalls us, oh Lord, that we turn our attention to Jesus Christ. Father, thank You that we have such a wonderful Savior. We really do. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And you are dismissed. Thank you and good night.